This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis took part in the Easter Vigil service at the Vatican on Saturday, a day after the last-minute cancellation of his presence at a major Good Friday procession revived questions about his health. The 87-year-old pontiff arrived to preside over the Easter Vigil at St. Peter's Basilica in front of thousands of pilgrims from around the world shortly before 7:30 p.m. local time. A day after canceling his appearance at a ceremony, Pope Francis, clad in white, arrived in a wheelchair shortly before the two-hour service. Iraq's largest Christian denomination canceled Easter celebrations this year to protest a presidential decision revoking the title of a patriarch from a Catholic cardinal. VOA's Dale Gavlik reports from Amman, Jordan.
All festivities, mass celebrations, and processions, media coverage, and reception of government officials are canceled in a sign of solidarity with Chaldean Catholic Cardinal Louis Sacco. Critics say a rogue Christian lawmaker and militia leader closely linked to Iran, Rayhan al-Kildani, influenced the president's decision. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned al-Kildani in 2019 for alleged human rights abuses, while others accuse him of seeking control of the Chaldean church assets, including properties that Cardinal Sacco oversees. Dale Gavlik, VOA News, Amman.
Thousands gathered in Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against the Israeli government's handling of the situation in the Gaza Strip after nearly 6 months of war with the Palestinian militant Hamas group, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A resident said the government should step down and allow others to lead the country. This is VOA News. A three-ship convoy has left a port in Cyprus to deliver 400,000 kilograms of food and other supplies to Gaza as concerns about hunger soar. The American charity World Central Kitchen says the vessels and a barge are carrying ready-to-eat items that are enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United States has approved a new package of military aid for Israel as its support for its longtime ally comes under scrutiny because of the war in Gaza. That's despite the growing concerns Washington has expressed about the humanitarian plight of Gazans and the threat of offensive on Rafah. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Some members of President Joe Biden's party are calling for him to cut U.S. military aid. The new arms packages include more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs and 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs, said the sources, who on Friday confirmed a report in the Washington Post. Israel faces strong international criticism over its bombing campaign and ground offensive in Gaza, which had killed at least 32,700 people as of Saturday, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run enclave. The decision on weapons follows a visit to Washington by Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant this week, when he discussed Israel's weapons requirements with U.S. counterparts.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. An hours-long standoff at a nightclub in the Netherlands on Saturday came to an end after a man was detained and hostages were released, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A man was arrested after he left the club in the Dutch town of Ede, where the hostages had been held. The latest developments brought a peaceful end to a long and tense hostage situation. The man walked out of the club and was ordered by armed police to kneel with his hands on his head. Heavily armed police and special arrest teams, some wearing masks, had gathered outside the popular club. Some 150 nearby homes were evacuated. The suspect was then handcuffed before being led into a waiting police car. Earlier, three young hostages left the popular club known as Café Petticoat. A fourth person was released shortly before the suspect was arrested. I'm Karen Chamas.
Peruvian President Dina Boluarte has said she rejects the quote-unquote unconstitutional and discriminatory way an investigation into allegations of illicit enrichment is being carried out after police broke down the front door of her house with a battering ram overnight in search of luxury watches. Boluarte is under preliminary investigation for possessing an undisclosed collection of luxury watches. I'm Joe Ramsey.